Welcome to the Kew Gardens Festival of Cinema interview series. I'm John Fallon, your host. I have a podcast called the Indie Film NYC Podcast, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Craig.
Thank you, John. I'm Craig Horsley, and we're coming to you from the Atiz Organic Coffee and Tea Cafe on Metropolitan Avenue in Kew Gardens, and we have one of our filmmakers of one of our short films.
Hello, my name is Rodrigo Baumgartner-Ares. I'm the director of Happy Here in New York.
So tell us a little bit about what is Happy Here in New York.
Happy Here in New York is a short film which talks about foreigners that come to this country with a dream to make it in the big city, to make it in the arts, to make it in film. And it tells us a little bit of that life, which can be quite different than what you expect from when you first come to this country. It has a couple of different point of views. It has the point of view of one person that is coming here as a tourist, and to that person, everything is glorious. Everything is beautiful. Times Square is beautiful. But the person that she comes to visit here, that actually lives here, that person has been here a while, and she has already been through a little bit of like some difficulties, especially because she's trying to make it in an industry that can be difficult to get in, not very welcoming, at least at first, and it takes a lot of work to get there. So she's been struggling. She's been struggling to living in the city that is it's a little more difficult than it looks.
And so. This isn't necessarily your story, but you have a similar experience, right? You came here to be a filmmaker. Where did you come from, and what was your dream, and how did you start moving to being a filmmaker?
So I'm Brazilian. Mm-hmm. I came to this city nearly 4 years ago. And yeah, I guess you can say that it was my dream, too. Maybe not as much as Caroline. Caroline is the lead in this film. She's been in this, let's say, industry since she was like 4 or 5 years old. She's always done theater. She's always acting. I'm sure that for her, that has always been her dream. For me, it came a little later. I would say that I really found my passion when I was here, when I came here 4 years ago, and I did a New York Film Academy. And that was when I really like felt it like, oh, my God, this is what I want to do. Right, I come from advertising background, so when I moved over here, I decided no, that's not really what I want. I want to do filmmaking. So for me, let's say come a little later, but then during these 4 years, my life and her life have been very similar. So I think that that's definitely one of the reasons why the film came out the way it did, which I'm very happy the way that it came out. And I definitely identify a lot with the story, which is not originally written by me. But me and Caroline, we rewrote it. Like, mostly we adapted it from an original script, which was based on her experiences and her feelings of a foreigner that is trying to make a living in a different country. And there's a big fear of failure, of having to go back because you don't have money, because your career is not going anywhere, because you're aging, because of all of these factors. So I could identify a lot with that. I would say that it's mostly about, you know, her dream, right? For me, maybe that came a little later, but now it became my dream, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
And where is Caroline from in the film?
In the film, she's Argentinian. In real life, she is Brazilian, but she lived in Argentina many years.
Okay.
So she's trilingual. Yeah, she can. If you ever want to work with her, she can do Portuguese, Spanish, and English perfectly.
Interesting to have three different languages, Portuguese, Spanish.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my first time directing in Spanish, too. Spanish is my third language. So I speak Portuñol. Not very good Spanish, but Portuñol, I get around with it, yeah.
So you had a career in advertising before you started filmmaking then?
Not really. I graduated in college, and I wasn't happy already with what I was doing. So my last year in college, I was already transitioning. So I did very little in advertising, to be honest. It was mostly just college work. And the last year, my thesis project in advertising was already related to film. And then I made the transition and I came here. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, you said the production was a little bit unusual. You know, it kind of broke some of the rules that that you have for filmmaking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I mentioned before, I went to film school. I went to the Film Academy here. And it's a great school. It's very intense. And they teach you that preparation is very important. 90% of directing happens in pre-production. You have to prepare. The better prepared you are, you're creating the opportunities for everybody else involved in the project to, like, really do their work. But with this project in particular, we barely had any pre-production. Caroline came to me with this story. It wasn't even a script. It was a story. And she wanted to shoot this movie. And her friend was her her co-lead in the film. Her name is Denise. She's from Argentina. She was coming to America for only a couple of days. So we only had one day to shoot it. And at first I was very skeptical. I was like, okay, let's see what's going to happen. So during 10 days, we rewrote the script, me and Caroline, and we changed the story considerably because that's what was on the paper was completely impossible to shoot it in one day and would require a bigger budget and several other details. So hey, it was 10 days of me and her communicating, writing, and rewriting until we got to the day. And even on the actual day, there's a good portion of the film that was created on the day that wasn't even scripted. And then because of all that, as I mentioned to you like earlier before we started, it took me like 8 to 9 months to edit this, mm-hmm. even though it's just a 13-minute short film, because I didn't know what I had in my hands after, you know, sure. shooting it and barely preparing for it. And then that's why I was so surprised that it came out the way it did.
So did you have a, what kind of crew did you use during the shoot? Was it just the couple of you?
Yeah, so it was just me, the two girls, actresses, one sound person was Andre, who he's a co-producer in the movie, and my DP, who was also the camera operator. And we had no lights. 90% of the movie is shot outdoors, mm-hmm. very low budget. We're just five people.
Yeah, so maybe in a way that was good that you had the small crew, because when you did have to make those changes, you could make them quickly and you didn't have to communicate to 20 different people what the next move was. So maybe it helped.
Yeah, absolutely. It. Yeah, if you put it that way, for sure, considering that we had like no preparation.
Right.
If I had to direct it like a lot more people and not knowing what I was doing, oh my God, that would, yeah.
Be a little more difficult.
But I definitely don't recommend doing what we did.
You went to school in New York, so was some of your the crew fellow students, or have you been networking in the industry to find other people to work with?
Caroline and I actually met here, so I didn't know her from Brazil. And we met at the Film Academy. So in that sense, yes. And then Daniel, who is our DP, we worked together. Now me and him became like partners. We've done three films, me as a director and he as a cinematographer. And we worked in another project that I was directing, he was assistant, and then another project before that. So we've been working together a while. And I met him through networking, you know. I don't remember exactly how we ended up working together the first project. But yeah, networking, being on set. Andre, I met him here too, who is our sound. And same thing. He's another person just like me, just Caroline. He's Brazilian, trying to make it here. He's coming up with his own projects. And Denise, she's still in Argentina. I met her only those couple of days, and then I never saw her again.
So are you... You know, you're obviously making your own films. Are you also doing stuff in the industry, or are you working on other people's productions? And if you are, what are you doing?
Well, I'm making films independently or co-producing films with Daniel. I just came out of two shootings. At this moment, I have three short films in post-production. Okay. One of them is kind of stuck, which is is annoying me a little bit. And then two other ones I just shot very recently. And they are, you can say, independent productions, but I'm working with other people and they're all like co-producers. And mostly people like me, you know, people trying to get places, trying to get into bigger festivals, you know, as our careers progress. I'm working as assistant director on a series. It's called Placebo Heart. It's by Rodney Ferrer. He's a director at the Acting Studio. So I'm very excited about that.
He's one of our judges.
And he's here too. And he now I remember, yeah. We're
nice.
Working together on that project now.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a good person to work with.
Absolutely.
He does some good work. So was there something about the Kew Gardens Festival of Cinema that drew you? Like, why did you submit your film to our festival?
How did I hear about it? Well, I go on Film Freeway a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This one is on Film Freeway, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
it's on
Freeway.
All the major ones, yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely found it there. I don't recall exactly, like, how I heard of it. I have a friends that live in Forest Hills.
Okay.
I think it might have been them who, like, mentioned it to me.
Sure.
And I had a screening in Kew Gardens in this cinema roughly a year and a half ago. We had a one-day screening for this film that I shot back then. So, yeah. But I definitely went on Film Freeway, and I looked it up, and it seemed like a great festival. A big festival. So far, it has been like a really great experience. Even this that we're doing now, like this is a lot of fun. The screening was a lot of fun too. For when we were there, it was a very special screening because we were on this block that it was the strength of the female bond.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only film about women. And most of the crowd, most of the audience were women and women filmmakers. It was something different that I never seen before. And we watched like six films in a row, all of them, you know, about women with women writers, actors, directors. It was an interesting experience, yeah.
So you're a young filmmaker and you're doing a lot of projects. How are you getting financing for some of this work?
Well, one of the ways is definitely finding co-producers. Right, trying to put a team together of people who have the same goals as I do. They want to make the art. They're not in it for the money necessarily. They're not in it for, you know, even the fame or anything like that. You want to keep making films. I believe that if you keep making films, eventually you're gonna make something better. You're gonna keep making better and better, and eventually you're gonna go places. I think that's how we should approach this. We make a lot of sacrifices on our, you know, day lives to be able to keep producing. And is my last three films, they were partnerships. So I was coming in with money, and at least like two or three other people also coming in with money, and then we become co-producers. One of them is a co-producer and a cinematographer. The other one, you know, it's a producer and he's the lead of the film. That has been how I found my way in to actually put these movies together. And most of them are going to be like very low budget, you know, under $10,000. But that's the thing. If you have the people and everyone is bringing in a little bit of what you need, those $10,000, you know, if you're coming in with nothing, that would easily become 5-10 times that, you know, that amount. So
it seems like you've been very successful so far, and it looks like you're pretty happy here in New York.
I'm pretty happy here in New York. Pretty happy. Struggling a little bit. Maybe watch the film, guys. If you know, I don't know, some people watched it, some people didn't watch it yet. It's. I think that film translates a lot of the feeling. As you know, are we happy? Yeah, of course we're happy. But it's like you're constantly trying to catch up. You're constantly trying to move forward without moving back, because you take a step forward and a few steps back, and it keeps just going like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're having a good experience here at the Kew Gardens Festival of Cinema. This is our inaugural year, so we're happy that you could be here with us. And it sounds like you've got a lot more work for us in the future for some of our next festivals. So thanks again, and good luck with all your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you.